Jen, I've decided I'm going to make a pie, a fish pie, but I want to make something a little bit different.
Right, okay.
There's a challenge in a new publication with The Guardian called Cook, and they're challenging everybody to make something with crumble. And I thought that I would make a fish pie with a crumble
topping. With a crumble top on it. Yeah, yeah, good idea. Yeah, without the sugar.
Yes,
yeah, savoury crumble. Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, you could do within your fish pie, you can go to town, you can go the whole hog and go for like halibut, which is top end fish, which is very expensive, which would taste amazing. You could put into that scallops, fresh scallops. You know, shellfish if you like your shellfish, and some people also use smoked fish as well. You can put smoked fish into that, or cod and haddock, combine it up with different fish and peeled prawns and things like that as well. So really, obviously you wouldn't want to put all of that in one go, but there's just a few ideas that you could use. I mean, I'd probably go down the road of, you know, some, you know, I'd go with the halibut, scallops, and probably a slightly cheaper fish to go with that as well, just to bulk it out.
It's January, and I'm
right,
kind of recovering the Christmas finances, so
right,
I would like
okay.
lots of taste, but I'm a little bit worried about
price.
The price.
Yeah, right.
So, I'm trying to think. So, are there anything like, I was thinking on the way here, brown shrimps or something
yeah,
like that would
yeah,
really...
Yeah, bring out the flavour. We do sell brown shrimps. You can buy them peeled, which is a more expensive way of buying them. But if you did buy, first peel them yourself and shell them yourself, it's a lot cheaper, so you could do that. That'd be a cheaper way of doing it. You could also use coley, which is a good option. It's got a very good flavour, good texture. It looks quite sort of dark on the slab when it's not cooked, but once it cooks up nice, and white and clear, you know, clean looking. You could combine that with some smoked fish, which would be a good option.
So I've got a budget of about, I don't know, between £12 and £14. What have we got here that we could, can you?
So on, well, you could put some salmon in that. Don't look.
Go away.
Okay. Yeah, you could use salmon. Coley is that one. That's coley there.
That's got,
so
got a little pinkish to it. Grey, but. It looks
well,
sort of
pink,
pink
it can, yeah, it can look, I mean, that if they're smaller, they tend to be more like that. They're more like cotton haddock, really, but as they get bigger, they do look a bit greyer. So when I say they cook up white, it don't be put off by the look of it now. It, you know, when you do come to cook it, it will cook up nice and white. It's a lovely flesh. It's a nice, tasty, meaty fish.
And how much is that a kilo?
A kilo, I'll have to just press.
We'll have a peek. Look, this fish is incredibly fresh.
£8.10 per kilo. So I mean,
so should we go for half a kilo of coley?
Yeah.
How much are the shrimp?
The brown shrimps we've got. We do. Obviously, we've got the ones in the. These are shelled out.
Yeah.
And they're £3.80 a packet.
Okay. We'll
and
go,
in that,
we'll
that
go
if
then.
In mind, that is all shelled out. You've got 100 grams there. That's all usable flesh in there. There's
that's
no
really
waste in
but
there.
But really tasty.
Oh my God, they're lovely. The flavour on those are fantastic.
Okay,
yeah.
So we'll put those in, and then.
Yeah.
What? So you think something like scallops or something to make it a little bit more luxurious?
Mean,
or
yeah.
Some
prawns? I mean,
what
yeah.
Do you think?
I mean, we've got peeled. We've got some nice. Which these are very good. We've got uncooked tiger prawns.
Are they?
These are frozen. Did you want to use frozen or fresh?
I don't mind. I want to try and keep them so British.
Right.
If
okay.
I
mean, really, obviously, with the prawn situation, you do realise most of the we get shrimps really mainly off our coast.
Yeah. No, we'll stick with the shrimps.
So you're going with that?
Yeah.
That is.
We'll try and stay
yeah.
with British.
Yeah.
So what else do you think? You said what was the best?
I mean,
haddock
and cod is a good one. Just sort of give it flavour. We'll do
smoked.
Yeah, we'll do a bit of smoked haddock, which is pale with no. It's got no colouring at all in it. It's all
okay.
naturally
and
smoked.
And how much is that?
And that is per kilo. That's £15.90 per kilo. It's a little bit more expensive, say, like than the coley.
So we need about three.
You wouldn't need a lot. You could have
350
yeah.
grams.
Yeah, and how many are you serving? How many people together? So for four. Yeah, if you do, what did we say you wanted on there?
About half a kilo.
Half a kilo. Yeah. So four. Yeah, that'd be about right then. Yeah, it'd be
about
perfect.
Right. And then maybe just
then
a
with
few
your brown. Yeah, your brown shrimps as well.
And are the prawns are not British, though, are they?
No, I mean, these are all
we've
no,
got anything
all
else British? What about mussels?
You could use crab. But then saying that, it might not
do
go
you
in your pie. It's not something I would put in a pie. I'm trying to think what else you could
mussels?
Use. Mussels, yeah, we've got their Brancaster mussels. They come in from Brancaster.
Okay,
every
let's
week,
go with
which
some
is
those.
Fantastic. Yeah. Only £3.50 per kilo.
Right, okay,
so
let's get those
yeah,
mussels in
those,
and we'll
yeah.
put those. Yeah.
Are you actually buying any, or do you want to?
No,
yeah,
yeah,
you mean that? Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm going to buy it and actually make it now. And I wanted to keep to
oh,
my
right.
budget.
I just
then,
wasn't
you know,
sure
and
whether
then,
you actually did.
And
yeah.
then, I've got some leftover parmesan in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then I've got some sourdough. It's not my sourdough, it's one that I bought, and it's a white sourdough, and it's got a little bit slightly dry.
Yeah.
A little bit. So
yeah,
I'm
gonna
blitz that.
Crumble that up.
Yeah, I'm gonna use the breadcrumbs in the crumble mixture.
Oh, what a good
so
idea.
I think that for me, it'll be economical,
yeah.
British.
Yeah, good idea.
And packed full of flavour.
Yeah,
so
of course it would be lovely, and with parmesan in that as well.
Yeah,
that will go
really.
Oh, that'd be delicious.
And
that
I'm
will.
Thinking that I've maybe a little bit of tarragon in or something.
Yeah,
dill maybe.
Yeah, dill is nice.
Yeah.
Get a bit of fresh dill or something like that. Or you could, if you've got any friends who've got a garden, parsley is always a good time.
I've got some parsley.
Yeah, if you've got any
well.
Growing or anything
yeah.
like that, that's always good. That goes well in a pie. You can make a nice parsley sauce over this dish for the sauce if you wanted to. It's not one that's used. It was very, very trendy sort of 15 years ago, but don't hear it as much now. But a parsley sauce goes very well with fish. It's lovely. If you do a fresh one, and you can maybe put a fresh cream in that as well, just to make it a bit richer.
It's a bit richer.
Rich it up a little bit,
yeah.
Yeah,
I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I've
which
got
I think
fresh cream
yeah.
left over.
Yeah, if you've got some leftovers in the fridge, that you know, just tip that in at the end and just make it nice and rich. That would be lovely.
Your shop here was established in 1890. That's pretty good going.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you finding people are supporting local
Yeah,
fish?
Yeah. I think people who...
Well, not local, but
yeah,
local
yeah.
Fish
I think
market.
We're quite lucky, really. We've got a good clientele. They come in regularly and they do... You know, they like to buy... We buy sort of off day boats, so we only buy sort of day boat fish, which is always very much fresher. And we sell out every day and we try and sort of work it so that everything is super fresh. And what we buy is we try and buy local produce. We buy from Brancaster, which is he produces his own mussels and brings them up to us. So it's all very, you know, that way inclined. We try and sort of.
We always have your mussels.
Yeah, they are lovely.
The kids love
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they are great. Yeah. So if we do, let's just do you Coley then. We'll
then that's great. I'm going to let you carry on.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You're
yeah, okay. Let's just get you. You're a bit underweight on that. That's the
that's
only problem.
Right,
so is that okay?
We'll go
yeah.
with it.
Okay. And then what did we say? We wanted a bit of. Did you want a bit
haddock.
Of fresh haddock as well?
Yep.
To go with that. Yeah.
Haddock.
If we put a little bit of fresh haddock like that, and then some smoked. A little bit.
And the.
You think that'd probably be enough smoked?
So I've got to write this recipe up as well.
So your total weight before skinned and boned is actually 610.
Yeah.
And do you want me to jot this down?
Yeah, that would be great.
So you've got 270.
And then the four. So all together, Jen. Hang on. I'm just wondering how much does it all come to roughly?
I'll tell you what it is. I add it all up.
So hang on, so we've got the prices here.
Down
yeah.
There. Yeah.
So we've got the Coley,
which was £2.19,
yeah.
And your fresh cod was £3.10. Smoked haddock was £2.21, and the brown shrimps was £3.80. So it's £11.30 altogether.
That's really good.
Okay,
that's
yeah,
well within budget.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cindy, yeah, it's good. Yeah, you said £12, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Fantastic.
Then.
Right.
That's excellent. Yeah.
There's your card.
Lovely. Thank you very
much.
Thanks,
Jen.
Thanks very much.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
I was just going to ask a quick question before I finish it. All of these are sustainable.
Yes, they are. Yeah. We buy off all the small boats, which are small. Inshore boats, which actually only fish for sort of 6 hours, 7 hours a day, they go out and they are small. They're not these huge trawlers which are out there trawling the bottom. You know, we try and use it, and that's why the quality of the fish is different. If you look at the fish, you can see when you see it how the difference in the quality. And it's day boat fish, so you get it the next day, and yeah, the quality's there, and they're just and it's sustainable, which is working. You know, it's within their interest to also keep their, you know. Their job going that is it's within their interest to look after the sea, not just destroy it with these big boats do. And I think the shame really, because I think in this country we do care for the waters and that our fishermen do care for it, but I think there's a lot, it's the big people that don't want to make money, they want to come in, take what they can, and that they're the ones that really are the problem
threatening the environment,
I think so. And like, you know, the rules and regulations where you've got fishermen who are catching fish and putting it back in because they can't land it, that does not make any sense to me. It's perfectly good fish. It's been caught, it's dead. You may as well utilise it. And I know, what's his guy, you know, the, I can't think of his name.
Jamie Oliver or
that's exactly what he was trying to promote. And you know, and open people's eyes up to it, really. You know, and it's the big boats that you've got to, these people are coming in and, you know, and trawling the sea and just destroying it, really. And I think it's, you know, they're the people we need to keep away from. And that's what we try and buy through the small people.
So there's a small independent
Yes, I think you've got, I think if we all support each other, I think that's the way to go. And hopefully we'll win out in the end, because then hopefully that'll keep going. I hope so.
I'll keep coming. Definitely. I'm going to go home and make this fish pie. Thank you ever so much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks.
Cool. I'm looking forward to my supper now.